It's Wednesday, November 13, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Trustco Group Holdings Limited has officially applied to list its ordinary shares on the Nasdaq stock market. The application submitted on the 11th of this month is part of the company's plans to directly list its shares on Nasdaq alongside its listings on the Namibia Stock Exchange and the JSE in Johannesburg. If successful, Trustco will make history as the first Namibian company to be listed on Nasdaq. Here's Neville Basson from Trustco.
As a conduit for investors seeking exposure to a high-quality African assets, we do believe the addition of a primary Nasdaq listing will not only help drive wealth creation for shareholders, but also allow us to capitalize on new opportunities while contributing to the continent's overall economic development. In October 2024, the Nasdaq was the largest stock exchange worldwide by value of electronic order book share trading.
The National Petroleum Corporation announced upcoming plans to drill four new exploration and appraisal wells in the Orange Basin from late this year to early 2025. In partnership with joint venture collaborators, NAMCOR aims to expand on recent successful oil finds and leverage data from advanced seismic surveys. Here is NAMCOR's Paulo Coelho.
While the Orange Basin has shown considerable promise, geophysical and geological studies further indicate that hydrocarbon potentials within the Lüderitz, Walvis and Nama basins. As a result, NAMCOR and its joint venture partners continue conducting detailed studies in these basins to evaluate and further de-risk the areas with potential hydrocarbon accumulations. Now, there are no planned wells in the Lüderitz, Walvis or Nama basins as yet. However, the geophysical and geological analysis are ongoing with the aim of identifying and assessing hydrocarbon prospectivity within these basins.
In South Africa, COSATU expressed shock as matric exam paper printing costs increased from just under 1 billion rand to 3.6. Under Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwarube, spokesperson Zanele Sabela says the decision to allow provinces to choose their printers led to this massive increase, with Limpopo's cost alone rising over 130%. She has criticized Gwarube for her handling of funding amidst a budget crisis.
Minister Gwarube must be made to account for this gross miscarriage of her duties. It is absolutely unacceptable that with the fiscus under severe pressure, that the department can be allowed to play fast and loose, blowing over 3 billion rands or 1% of the entire budget like this.
In continental news, the United States imposed sanctions on Abdel Rahman Juma Barkala, a commander of the Sudanese paramilitary, the Rapid Support Forces, citing his involvement in human rights abuses in West Darfur. Reuters says the U.S. Treasury Department reported that Barkala led RSF operations in that region, marked by credible allegations of severe human rights violations, including civilian targeting, conflict-related sexual violence, and ethnic violence. To the U.S., where Donald Trump's team has been given another week to negotiate with prosecutors in the former president's hush money case in New York. Judge Juan Merchan delayed a key ruling on whether to set aside the guilty verdict agreed by a jury earlier this year. From New York, Sally Patterson brings us the details.
As things stand, Donald Trump is still slated to be sentenced in his hush money trial at the end of this month. The former president was found guilty on 34 felony counts back in May. That was for covering up payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. Now, two elections later, the judge in this case now says he'll take another week to decide whether to throw out the case altogether or move forward with sentencing on the 26th of November. Trump's team says the case should be dismissed following a Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.